The Joint Drivers Welfare Association of Nigeria, JDWAN, today Monday, October 31, 2022, commenced its seven-day strike following the group's inability to reach an agreement with the state government over complaints of extortion of its members. It should be noted that the strike action affects drivers in Alamosho local government area and other parts of Lagos state. The group, in a statement by its lawyer, Ayo Ademolui, said it had been subjected to indiscriminate extortion and violent harassment by the management of parks and garages in the state. The statement reads in part, "As commercial drivers in Lagos state under the aegis of JDWAN, we are left with no choice than to embark on 7 days of protest and boycott of services over multiple and excessive extortions by the management of parks and garages in the state. We have notified members of the public and the Lagos state government over multiple and excessive extortions by the motor parks and garages management. The cost of transportation affects the cost of goods and services and consequently the cost of living, which has spiraled astronomically in Lagos state as a result of the effect of motor parks' excessive and illegal ticketing and tolling at almost every bus stop." The group alleged that its members lost half of their income to motor park ticketing, stating that they got arrested whenever they refused to pay for the tickets. The group said, "No to charging drivers three passengers money after loading in parks or garages. We kick against paying motor park thugs at every bus stop. Harassment of law enforcement agencies and intimidation with guns, cutlasses, broken bottles by LASTMA, Task Force and RRS must end immediately. We demand that the Lagos state government should provide official bus stops in each community to avoid incessant arrests and stress for commuters who complain of having to trek several kilometers back to their bus stops."